Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on February the 24th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Go and punch on that little button that says listen to us, and then you can join our chat room, as several of you have already this morning. And then, of course, we are going out via a live stream video on livestream.com/Free Fire Radio.
Yes, indeed.
And speaking of Free Fire Radio and video slashing and just slashing it all, it's bad bot.
Good morning, sir. Real quick, as I was coming up to five, I was reminded of a saying made popular by a former talk show host in the area. It's a great day to be living in the heart of Superior, California. Mount Shasta was, you know what the term alpenglow means, right?
Yeah.
It looked like a painting. It was that color that drives photographers and artists berserk.
Is that after you kiss a Scandinavian woman, you get the alpine glow?
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? There was a glow yesterday when on I-5 it was on fire from the hay truck. But
no, I think
speaking
it's
of being on fire,
thank
here
you.
She is.
I think the term is purple haze.
Well, you know what? There's this truck driving down the
wow.
road. It said somebody threw a cigarette from a car.
It hits
the truck. Is that what happened? It hits the truck and it catches it on fire?
I've heard of this before.
But it hits the hay truck and it catches it on fire. And so this guy's driving down the road with a big load of hay and it's burning. I mean, anyway, that was around noon yesterday.
Speaking of dumping your ashes or flicking your ashes, I recall a time driving over Buckhorn, and there was a guy who pulled over the side of the road, emptied his ashtray out on the street. And I was with my dad. My dad got so mad, he, like, waved over a cop. He pulled over and waved over a cop. He said, that car up above us, ahead of us, dumped out all of his ashtray on the road. And he said, well, I didn't see it, so I can't do anything. I mean, this is about, 10 years, 15 years ago.
Well.
But, you know, just shame on, because one of those ashes could have started, you know, a big Trinity fire. But, so on a positive note, 57 degrees. It is a glorious day. Sunny today with our temperatures getting to be about 71. Chance of rain tonight. I don't feel that barometric pressure moving yet. It's just every now and then when that really hits. But 40% chance of rain tonight with our temperatures reaching around 40 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Of course, we're going to be going to our Market Minute. But before we do that, let's talk about... Or let's go to the Market Minute.
No.
Chris Lasondak, let's go to Wells Fargo and find out what's going on in the market.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 13,013. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1367, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 9 points at 2966. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 98 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 2 cents at $8.04, Nokia adding 26 cents at $5.80, Procter & Gamble up 45 cents at $66.87, while Hewlett-Packard's down a nickel at $27 even. Of local interest, PG&E up 4 cents at $41.70, Costco down 55 cents at $84.22, and North Valley Bank up 7 cents at $10.30. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 72 cents a barrel at $108.55, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down 70 cents an ounce at $17.79, while silver's up 22 cents an ounce at $35.55. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors at 705, 805, and 906 in the morning, Monday through Friday, and again in the afternoon. They are located out at Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a break, but, you know, one of the things that just happened was when he said his gas, or the oil, price of oil is $108.
Well, when we come back, I want to tell you about United Airlines is giving a break. To who? We'll be right back.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Currently 57 degrees. What?
Nothing. I'm just waiting for you to go on.
She's waiting for the break.
Oh, okay.
Are you waiting for that? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Isn't that one of the great guitar riffs of all time?
It is.
7:12 in the morning, KCNR 1460.
Truly called Barracuda. Oh, you know, we were talking about, okay, you know, how many things are going up, oil, gas. Well, excuse me, I'm going to turn the fan off. Okay. We had a show here last night, obviously, on the spot with Linda Bott, and then people, we hung out afterwards. So, anyway, so the room was hot this morning. Military families who are facing hundreds of dollars in extra cash fees to ship their pets back home have gotten a break from United Airlines. I thought you'd be interested in that. And they won't have to come up with the extra cash after all. It seems pets that can't ride in the cabin will still be sent as cargo under the new policy that United is adopting as it merges with Continental Airlines. But pet owners who are moving because of military orders will not have to pay a third-party cargo handling fee that is imposed in Japan and some European countries. So that's a nice break.
That's cool because I tell you what, because the prices are going up. The price of oil went up to $108. For a barrel, and they're looking at $5 gas already in California, in parts of California. And Obama, of course, is blaming this on the Republicans, and I'm not sure why. He says, well, their only plan is to drill, drill, drill. Well, in 2008, if we had started drilling or opening up the wells, or if he had at least approved the gas line coming down from Canada, or the oil line coming down, oil pipeline, at least it would have done something, because a lot of this is speculation. You know, and they talk about Iran cutting off the oil. Well, cutting off the oil to Europe, England and France haven't been buying oil from Iran for years. It's Asia that wants it. It's China that wants the oil. It's driving the price up. But the thing is we get 49% of our oil already just from the United States. Why can't we, you know, really put in an effort to go after the oil? And then, you know, you may want to do the solar, you may want to do the wind, but it's not ready yet. It's not going to be ready for decades. Use what we have. Drive the price down because, you know, President Obama says, well, I'm not going to tax the middle class. I'm going after that 1%. Well, I tell you what, the price of oil that he could have an effect on, just by saying we're going to do this and this and this and this, he's hurting that 99%, as he says. And, of course, you know, the idea, of course, is to take all the money from the 1% and spread it out. But if you took every dollar they make, it still wouldn't put a dent in it. What it's got to be is, you know, his economic policies have failed. They have a sense of, you know, General Motors. You know, they keep pointing out how great it is. And I don't want to say anything about the cars and everything. It was great. But when you give that many billions of dollars to a company and they still owe us money and they're still making all this money, you know, all the, you know, they're touting, oh, we've made all these billions in this quarter. Well, why haven't they paid back the people of the United States? On the other hand, you never hear about Ford from Obama's regime. And Ford, which took no money, is doing great. You know, I just see this, you know, this problem with the gas, it's going to get worse. It's already over $4, and we haven't even gotten into the big drive season yet, which means it has a huge impact on food, anything. I heard something last night that anybody, almost anything that you touch that comes to you that you buy comes through trucks. And with the trucks and the gas and the diesel going up, it just stands to reason everything, all prices going to go up. You can talk about dropping the cost of, you know, pets coming back, which is great for the military, but the cost of them flying is going to go way up anyway.
Well, they thought it was going to be hundreds of dollars more. Some of the families, according to this article, were very much in fear of the fact that they were going to have to leave their pets at home. They just couldn't afford it. And it was what it was going to be, they were going to be charged as regular cargo. And I don't really understand that, the fee structure in that, because it wasn't just like buying an extra seat. It was going to be the price of a, I don't know, cargo. So it starts March 3rd, and it's along with the convergence of Continental Airlines. You know, everything that you're discussing, Carl, is really something that we've been watching in the last couple of days. We want to talk about that, right?
Well, yeah.
I want to talk about it.
We do. We want to talk about this. We don't watch TV a lot, but when we do, we're kind of flipping through the channels, and National Geographic has a series now. It's called Preppers. Now, what's a prepper? These are people that are preparing for the end of the civilized world as we know it, either due to electromagnetic pulses that breaks down all the communications and electricity, oil, you know, shortages, gas shortages, which stops everybody from driving or all the trucks from moving, earthquakes, pole shifts, mm-hmm. You know, when the North Pole and the South Pole shift every 300 million years or 300,000 years or
it's
something.
It's very interesting, and it makes one think, yeah. Wow, I mean, the stocking of the food and how they actually, you know, it's something I haven't seen before where they actually do chicken and they preserve the meats.
Yeah, they can them. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, like, just one couple has enough food for 20 years. For them and their inner group there, and this is, you think to yourself, well, how many people are really involved in this? And of course, the 2012, the Mayan calendar ends this year, so with that happening, the end of the world as we know it, and so I called Cal's Books, and Cal's he's got books on everything. If you've never been down there, head on down to 273. And
it's
a fascinating place.
And he's now, fascinating.
He is. I mean, you go in there and you go, I'd like to know, do you have a book on this? And you come up with some esoteric title. And he looks at you for like 1 second, and the computer in his brain goes,
click,
click, click, click, click, click.
The Rolodex.
And he goes, wow. And he says, yeah, it's right here. And he takes you over to this book.
Highly organized.
But you walk in there and you think, oh, gosh, how are you going to find anything? He knows where everything is, yeah. And everything is documented. Everything is where it's supposed to be.
And he trades in books.
And Cal's not an advertiser. Yeah. We just like Cal. We go down there for Cal's books. But I call Cal and I say, hey, Cal, you got any books on survival? He says, you know what? He says, I can't keep them on the shelves.
Wow.
He says, people are coming down. And he just, he says, because somebody sent me an email about, hey, look at this link. And I said, oh, okay, here's a book. Okay, so I just call Cal. He says, we can't keep them on the shelves. People are coming in. He said, and then he starts talking about the Mayan calendar. He says, people are talking about that and the Mayan calendar and then all these other things that are happening, the cost of gas and oil. So anyway, this show, you kind of like it feeds on that. I mean, it's like, and people, these aren't people like living up in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas. These are people living in the middle of the city, like in Dallas.
They're
planning on,
So far, we've seen
civilization breaking down.
We've watched 8 different scenarios so far, and each one of those individuals that it's an inner city guy in LA, it's a gal who's a single gal that's living in Texas, and she drives a convertible car, she's a web designer, she's successful, but this is what she believes, that the oil crisis is going to happen. They believe things, and she's just preparing herself in every way. And it's interesting for us because it's not like you're somebody you got to try to understand somebody that is talking through two teeth.
Y2K. That's all I have to say.
But that's and you're right. And you're right, Bob. But it's the fascination on watching this that people want to become self-sufficient.
Well,
and
this
one couple in the middle of Phoenix. Oh, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you what they did to their swimming pool. But I also want to talk to you about the city of Shasta Lake debate. Did you know that this recall election on for Lucero, one of the guys, at least one of the people, I know one of the people that was in heading this thing up, has a chance of becoming the new city council person, councilman, for Dolores, if Dolores Lucero loses. He has a chance of winning. And he's one of the ones, I believe, that was in the recall part. I find that kind of interesting. Also, we want to talk about Doug Lamoff is going to come on at 7:30, and we want to talk to him about the new pension overhaul. And, of course, the mail sorting facility is going to close, and 40% of the 233 employees are either going to lose their job or have to move. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PDA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Well, and about 7:25 in the morning, and we're on a tight leash here. Let's go to Amy. Hey, Amy, what's our fitness break here?
Good morning. Hey, just real quick, guys. I just was thinking of some good ways to get people to get their fruit and vegetables in on a regular basis. And if you tie in every meal and snack having a fruit or vegetable with it, then you're definitely going to hit those 4 to 5 servings of fruit a day and 4 to 5 servings of vegetables. So every time you're eating something, you want to be either having a fruit or a vegetable in conjunction with it.
Well, that's the way to do it then. Hey, yeah. We saw Amy the other day, and she's looking very svelte.
Oh, thank y'all. So you guys are looking great, too.
Well, you know, well, good. But now that we patted each other on the cheeks, you have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, thanks a lot, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? The NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is going to be here.
This next weekend.
Next weekend, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
You've got all types of things. This is the greatest show. We love the show. Linda and I, in fact, are going to be down there Friday judging the Iron Chef cook-off.
Cooking contest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been there for 3 years. This is our third year in a row. We love it there.
Yeah, you guys have been doing the Dutch oven cook-off.
I know.
Did a heck of a job there.
Okay. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, we're back for our 26th year, and again, it's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. This year, we have Northwest Big Game Trophy Mounts. These guys from Oregon are going to bring down some really fantastic animals. We have a full mount bear, a brown bear, and also a bison or buffalo. Full mount is going to be there. This is like an 1,800-pound animal that's all stuffed. But also we have Splash Dog Competition. I don't know if you guys saw that last year.
Fantastic.
But everybody loves these dogs jumping out there, seeing how far they can jump.
And that's a live, it's a really fun thing. This is a family environment. And when you talk about the bear and the bison, these are in a, if I'm not mistaken, it's a place that you can go into. It's educational. It's a, you take kids through, tours of, you know, kind of, here's an example and the history and, right? Am I?
Yes, that's very true. And some of these animals that are on display, are not even with us anymore. They're extinct or they're becoming endangered. So it's a good chance for the youngsters and the oldsters to get out there and see some of the wildlife that inhabits our West Coast here.
Well, we've attended the last 3 years, and we really encourage our listeners to go out and support the Shasta at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, it is, wow, it's the Boat, Sport, and RV Show. If you've been thinking about, well, even with these doggone gas prices, some people, you know, I remember a year ago when the gas prices went up, people still bought RVs because if you're going to drive an RV, you just have to afford it. But some people really like to have an RV as a second home, if you will. And they'll take that camping and so on and so forth. So you have a nice RV selection, a nice boat selection. And even let's talk about the cook-off shows that you have over the weekend.
Oh, great. I love that.
You have the Dutch oven, which we've judged for 2 years in a row, and which is fascinating what people can make in a double Dutch.
Yeah, but the Iron Chef is what we're going to do this year. And right. That's where they don't know what they're going to cook. They're just giving all these weird ingredients, and then they have to make a dinner out of it, right?
They have no idea. They're given the basic ingredients for a main dish and a dessert, and from that they have to construct a great meal, and you guys will be there to partake of it.
And that's on Friday. And then on Saturday, of course, is the Dutch oven, and Sunday is the barbecue cook-off.
Right.
Now, can you buy a pass for all 3 days?
No, they're daily passes.
Okay. And you've got a bass pen. Tell us about that.
Well, the bass pen is a 3,200-gallon mobile fishing demonstration aquarium that local pros get up and teach you how to catch fish locally here. It's a great, great thing. Also, the kids have a trout fishing pond there. They can come for free, catch a trout.
Well, you know what we'd like, because we've really enjoyed the cook-offs. We're going to try and get one of the guys that runs this thing to have him on and, you know, call in and talk to us about that. But we've run out of time here, but we want to have you all back on again next week and keep reminding people, because this is a great event. We love it, and I think you get a lot of people there, right?
We get about 15,000 people. It's a well-attended event.
Well, that's super. It's because it's well put on. I love walking through all that places. I just go from hall to hall, and Linda puts a little electric clock collar on me and shocks me when it's time to come back. We got to run. The Boat, Sport, and RV Show, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We'll be talking about it more.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off trading with the market searching for direction, but at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is up by 8 points. Oil's rally continuing for a seventh straight day. Prices have been climbing over the tension with Iran and concern of a potential supply disruption. A weaker dollar is also pushing crude higher. Right now, oil at $108.65 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Shares of Salesforce.com are jumping after topping forecasts on both earnings and revenue. The business software company is raising its fiscal 2013 revenue outlook. Because of the strong customer response Salesforce has seen from its social enterprise, it says it expects its revenue to exceed $3 billion. And billionaire Steve Wynn is stepping up the feud with his former business partner Kazu Okada. His Macau casino company has removed Okada from the board following allegations the Japanese tycoon made improper payments to overseas gambling regulators. With Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play. Or your very own Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Hi, I'm Mark Lascelles. Join me on Shasta Startup at 9 a.m. Friday morning as we meet two local businessmen, Chuck Kenny and Ted Bambino, who each started successful businesses in their 50s. We'll focus on the risks, rewards, and just what motivated them to become entrepreneurs. The second half of my show, you'll definitely want to listen in as Chris Foxworthy of Clarity Studios will discuss the business end of the movie industry. Shasta Startup every Friday morning, 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, February the 24th. It's going to be a good day today. It may get a little sprinkly tonight, but it's going to be a good day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Coffee specials this month, chocolate truffle mocha, white mocha raspberry. But you get 16 ounces for $3. It's a great deal. It's the finest walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew is over 30 years old. They've been supporting our community for that length of time. Joel and Shelley, I can't say enough about their honor and integrity. And they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. They hire locals. The money stays here. You want to stay local, do your business locally. It's easy to go to some of these other places that are, you know, they have all these sales for a little bit, but what they're trying to do is take your money and drive local businesses out of business. That's why we push local businesses so much. People have been here and that help our community. Tobacco and Brew gives discounts to veterans. They take care of in so many other ways with community rooms, taking care of the community like that. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest on the line today is Senator Doug Lamoff. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Well, I tell you what, the papers are full of the fact that the Assembly has joined with Governor Brown on pension reform, and the Democrats are fighting them.
Yeah, that's the big thing of the last couple of days here, where the Republicans in both the Senate and the Assembly have brought forward the governor's plan that he talked about last year but got lost in all the negotiations, or say lack of negotiations, when he finally quit talking to us. So we thought it was a good start towards getting a handle on something that's a very, very big problem here in the state for the retirees that are going to be depending on this in the, you know, not too far future, as well as the taxpayers maybe having it dumped in their lap when everything comes due. So there's like a $500 billion lack of funding for the long-term obligations that the state does have for its pension system.
Well, you know, it seems like the, you know, and so when the governor brought up this plan, I mean, and I agree with the editorial in there that says, hey, you know, this was kind of a courageous thing for the governor to do, because he's going against his own party. And it's funny that, and then it wasn't going to go anywhere until you all in the Republican side introduced the bill to
do
this happen.
Well, it did lay dormant until that happened with called ACA 22. So the Assembly and Senate Republicans came together and told everybody we're going to get behind this effort. And again, it was a negotiation point last year when there was a whole bunch of things on the table. The governor wanted his tax increases, and Republicans are looking for pension reform and a budget spending cap and rainy day fund, a few things like that, in order to, you know, put some things on the table that are long-term are going to help the state, not just have a, you know, patch it up and kick it down the road again. So this was an important part of that discussion. And as I said, those talks broke down last year, and the governor kind of quit talking to us, and so it just made it where the Dems went off and did their own budget deal and have been griping ever since that they haven't gotten tax increases as part of any kind of these packages.
You know, speaking of bills, though, that have been introduced, this new rape bill that you and Jim have put together, and it concerns what happened right up here in Anderson.
Yeah, in that issue there, it's a fairly simple measure that we're just trying to close any misinterpretation of current law, so that we don't have that situation again. You know, we don't need to have it where somebody could be seen as privileged enough to not have to have the same handling of basically those that they've arrested. So we think this closes a misinterpretation that's possible for those not being able to be prosecuted for rape, which they absolutely need to every time out. It was a horrible story in the community, and for anybody around the state that has seized that, it's, you know, how does that loophole even exist? But it isn't going to after this bill.
It was interesting how, you know, that I don't think anybody even realized that. until this came up from out of Anderson.
Well, it might have been a bit of a reach, but you know, at least it was an aggressive prosecution. You know, maybe or may not have been a success in a trial situation. But again, what we've tried to do is make sure that can't be interpreted that way. That somehow, because an arrestee is being detained but hasn't been booked. I mean, that's pretty fine nuance there. That
you know, it's
for the average
like,
person on the street that's saying, "What are you talking about?" And so, you know, we're just
I don't understand it. You know, the fact is, it may be right if they had, but you know what? At least it closes that loophole so that people are protected. Because once you're in custody, I mean, you're in custody then, and you you are at the whims of that officer that's transporting you. Hey, we've got to take a quick...
Fine point there.
Yeah.
But, you know, once they've put the cuffs on you, it shouldn't matter where you are, that you are in that person's responsibility, especially if you're under the influence. So.
Oh, especially that. And then, you know, oh, hey, if, you know, I can drop you off early if this happens. Well, hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest is Senator Doug Emhoff. When we come back, we want to talk about the run for Congress. We want to talk about a couple of the things that have hit the chat room and hit the paper lately. If you've got a question for the senator, get into our chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:41 in the morning. We'll be right back.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Currently 57 degrees here on KCNR.
downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day with the temperatures around 71 degrees tonight. We look like we have about a 40% chance of rain with temperatures around 40 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the 33rd annual Festa Italiana. It will be the party of the century, Saturday, March 10th. We're going to be there, and it's going to be a blast. Trust me, Lou White and his band, they name the Italian of the Year. There's great food, dancing, and they have a professional stand-up comedian by the name of Dan St. Paul. It is a blast. So to get your reservations, call 359-2078. That's 359-2078, and Kathleen White will take care of your accommodations.
Hey, our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. He's calling in today. We've talked about the pension reform bill. We've talked about the change to the kind of closing a loophole so that people are protected somewhat better once you've been arrested, if you are ever arrested.
Follow on that real quick. I mean, yeah. When you look at how we get bills through that have public safety implications in Sacramento, meaning anything that might have some kind of effect on a prisoner's sentence, then it's a real tough pull to get it through the Public Safety Committee. So we're going to have to be pretty nuanced even getting this through. So it's possible that they might hold it up or they might go for it, since it's simply adding law enforcement officers to those that are already having responsibility for an arrested person in their custody. So we're going to have to work to get this through, because the Public Safety Committee doesn't like to add sentence enhancements or put any more people in jail, which, you know, if you've earned it, you've earned it. So anyway, so keep watching that bill. It's called Assembly Bill 2078, and we could use people's support and letters and emails to the legislature and the public safety committees especially on that.
Well, you know, I'm not even going to talk about people that deserve to be in jail or in jail, because that's not true anymore. We have revolving doors here because we have so many criminals and not enough room.
Well, that's part of the fallacy or the horrible policy that AB 109 is, where they're trying to empty the prison space instead of building more of it, because it's not like California's running out of bad guys here.
Well, no, they're arresting them. You know, they arrested one guy twice in 7 hours. They arrested another guy three times in 2 days, or under 48 hours. And but I guess that's something we're going to have to learn to live with.
And criminals are going to figure that out. So
well, I think they already have. Hey, Senator, there was an editorial in the paper talking about agricultural subsidies and the size of government, and the fact that the feds give out a lot of money, and in this case they talked about you specifically.
Certainly, yeah, that's always a hot topic, especially around election time, but you know, we're happy to address that and have people, you know, clarify or understand what goes on with that. So the USDA supports several main staple crops in the country that are deemed important for the security of the nation, and basically it's a breadbasket. So we can defend our country with our military, but if the army's hungry, it doesn't go very far. So it is seen as a strategic thing, certainly not as important as the military. I'm not saying that at all, but you got to have that backup there, because it's indeed a very important part of the security of our nation. And that's why the USDA is involved with it. I remember when my grandfather, back in 41, he was a fairly new farmer at the time there. He'd been in a family farm going about 10 years up here in Butte County. And when it was time to seek people to get into the war effort there, they actually told him, you know, we need you to stay home and farm here in order to keep the food on the tables for the country and like that. So, you know, farmers pretty much were deferred to stay and do what they did. So, you know, that's the way we have to look at it. And so the farm program is really that insurance policy for the nation's food supply, because we live in a situation where the price of grain is determined on the world market level, not determined by farmers, not determined even by U.S. farmers. And so you have a lot of other nations that are able to dump their food products on the world market way below the cost of production here in the United States, where we have, you know, a lot more laws, a lot more cost of doing business, and they're very heavily subsidized, 5 to 10-fold by those other countries, because they kind of look at it the same way. So that's just part of it there.
So, the bottom line is that when they dump other countries are subsidizing their farmers or their as they do in other commodities, if they dump it on the market, it would put our farmers out of business essentially.
Yes, because they're operating essentially on a market that is below the cost of our production. So for every hundredweight we grow, we'd be $2 or $3 below the cost of even producing it. And so that's why the program is there. So, you know, I know a lot of people don't like it when they first hear about it or how it looks. And, you know, me being a person in public office, they even more so are looking like, why is it that the situation? Well, I've been around in this public role for 10 years since I first ran, and it really hasn't been that intense of a discussion as it is right now. But, you know, it's a fair discussion, and so I'm happy to answer that.
Yeah, Senator, let me ask one more question. Is without the subsidies like that, would the farmers literally go out of business?
You would see a shift away from a lot of family farms and much more so to much larger ones. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, part of the thing is people like that it's not all multi-10,000-acre corporate farms. But you would see a reshuffling here. And they're talking about, in this year's federal budget, of completely cutting it out. And so you're going to see a shift. Does that mean 30 or 40% of farmers and acreage goes idle? That's possible, because again, the way it's structured, based on world market price and the ability for other nations to be able to dump freely into our economy, into our market, cheaper rice, cheaper wheat, cheaper corn products, other products, then, you know, it becomes an issue where we're going to depend more and more on imported Russian wheat, perhaps, or Russian or Chinese rice, or other products like that. And I always like to look at the analogy: if you like imported oil, you'll love imported food. So, the bottom line for rice, for example, is that when it finally gets to out of the field and into the dryer, the amount that the federal program brings it up is about 3 cents per pound. And so, when you're looking at it for a pound of rice, to have that. To have that as an insurance policy to keep domestically grown food instead of relying on our grains and breadbasket foods to come from nations that some of them don't like us either.
Yeah. Okay. We've got to take that
kind of insurance policy.
Hey, Senator. Okay, we've got to take a break here. We've got people on the phone and other questions coming in. I know we don't have much time left, but we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, our guest, Senator Doug Lamoff. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Boss, 7:55 in the morning. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, and we have, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR
1460. Hey, John, turn down your phone and come on, or turn down your radio and come on the phone.
Good morning, Carl. How are you
this morning? Good,
John. We're fine, yeah, John.
You caught me off guard there.
That's good. Well, you know what? You need to get caught off guard, buddy.
You're right.
You got a question for the senator. We don't have a lot of time left.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Hey, first of all, if you were an auto mechanic and running for office, and the naysayers would be claiming you were gaining unfair privilege from the Detroit auto bailout, so let's not worry about the Rice subsidies and let them just go ahead and carp about it as much as they want. Congratulations on the bill that you and Senator Nielsen co-sponsored. I think that's a great thing. That definitely needed to be closed up.
Well, I appreciate that, but let's get congratulated when the bill passes and the policy comes in place with your help and you lighten up the emails and faxes and everything down in Sacramento to help us pass it. So thank you for that.
Now, Doug, I understand you're not going to be able to make it up to the rally at Anselmo's on Monday at 1 o'clock in Inwood.
Yeah, you know, we're in session in Sacramento at that time. I'd love to be up there. I've had a chance to go up there and visit with Verge and look at the site, and it's a really neat thing. And I'm not sure why they have to quibble every last little point of that, you know, on the permit process and everything. I don't know why.
Seems to be
an ego issue. Government isn't in a better role of just saying, "How do we help you get your permit?" instead of playing gotcha or hide the ball on people. So.
I think that's what we elected a board of supervisors for, and hopefully they're going to work their way through this one.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's a really neat thing, and doggone
it. I just wanted to wish you the best on your campaign.
So.
I don't really have a big question for you. Just keep up the good work, and I hope you guys can do something about securing our borders here in California. And when you get to
the biggest role
federal level, do something up there.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Doug.
Well, unsolicited attaboy for you, Senator.
Yeah, thanks.
So what do you think? We've only got a couple minutes left. What do you think on the campaign? What's the biggest issue, you think?
Well, it still comes down to the security of our nation, whether it's economically, you know, fiscally, or are we going to pay attention to what the signals are coming from around the world? I mean, we have a very dangerous situation in the Middle East, and we got to have leadership that's on top of that. And that starts at the White House, but it also obviously is the actions of the Congress in supporting that, keeping our military strong enough to be able to react in a way that's appropriate to defend our nation and its interests. And so, you know, you get down to those couple of things and everything else kind of pales from there. But obviously there's the day-to-day business that the country needs to do, and that's to properly invest people's hard-earned tax dollars into things that makes the country stronger. That's our transportation infrastructure. That's getting the regulations out of the way so that we can continue to produce energy. We need to do a lot more of our own domestic energy, whether that's petroleum, electricity, you know, instead of relying. It's just the energy policy of this nation is just an unfunny joke right now. And we're seeing fuel prices going up to, you know, getting
record levels.
Mid-fours now.
Yeah. It's going to be record levels, it looks like, this year. I think we're going to hit that $5. In fact, in some places, it already has, the $5.
And it's only because of inaction and or actually, you know, the government stopping things from happening here because we're afraid of it and they want to use this Agenda 21 type stuff to force people into small cars or just sitting in their little cube all day long and not going anywhere. We can take care of our own energy if we were more proactive about it.
Okay. Hey, Senator, thank you so much for giving us a call. We like to always have you on and figure out what's going on in Sacramento. And,
The time is so short here, but I'd love to talk to you some more. And if people have questions, just email us at douglamalfa.com. Be happy to stay in touch with folks.
Thanks for being on, Senator.
Thanks.
We always appreciate
Senator.
It here at KCNR.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Eric Wittstrom. We're going to be trying to talk about what's going on in Wall Street. I mean, why is it going up like that when everything's bad?
KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They call themselves Friends of Syria, but these Syrians don't like them. Pro-regime supporters protested and tried to break into an international meeting aimed at stopping the Syrian fighting. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live at our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, around 200 pro-government demonstrators tried to storm that meeting where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and around 70 nations are looking at ways to force change. First, they want a ceasefire to allow aid in, followed by a UN peacekeeping mission there. The UN hopes their humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, will lead that aid mission.
It's clear that people are hurt, that they're running out of food, that healthcare is becoming a problem.
As fighting continues, reports of nearly 50 people killed there today, Dave.
And Emily in Afghanistan. More anti-American anger, thousands out protesting. A fourth day, some tried to storm a U.S. consulate. Seven of the protesters were killed. All the violence over the U.S. burning of a Quran President Obama's apologized for. Hoping to win Michigan and Arizona next week, Republican Mitt Romney will soon detail how he'd handle the economy as president. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Detroit.
Dave, Mitt Romney will stand here near the 30-yard line where the Detroit Lions play and talk about his plan for more jobs, less debt, and smaller government. Edward Glatfelter says he's voting for Romney because he thinks he can get things done.
I'm not concerned with abortion and stuff like that. My problem is I think the federal government is stepping over their bounds.
Romney is in a tight race here with Rick Santorum. Dave?
Jennifer, new home sales dropped a little last month, but only because the government revised the sales from the last 3 months of 2011 higher. On Wall Street, the Dow's down too. They left shoeless and angry. Hundreds of people turned away by police and riot gear at a mall in Orlando last night before a special midnight sale of new Nike shoes was canceled. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
We're getting more insight into Sarah Palin's decision to resign as Alaska's Republican governor. Newly released emails.
Just 3 months before stepping down as governor, Sarah Palin wrote to her husband, "I can't take it anymore." In other emails, Palin complains of frivolous suits and ethics allegations costing her family and state hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees.
Some say things changed for me on August 29th last year, the day that John McCain tapped me to be his running mate.
In emails leading up to that resignation in July 2009, Palin, now a Fox News contributor, sparred with state lawmakers about her absences from the Capitol. The latest release of emails stems from a 2008 Freedom of Information request filed by citizens and news organizations. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Darren Ravi's trial is underway in New Jersey this morning. The former Rutgers University student facing hate crime and other charges for spying on his roommate via webcam.
He and his friend from across the hall viewed live images
of Tyler Clementi and his male guest.
And the prosecutor says those two were kissing. And not long after that, Clementi knew he was spied on and killed himself. The red carpet rolls out Sunday and Billy Crystal returns for Hollywood's big night, the Academy Awards.
There are 9 Best Picture nominees, but the front runner is The Artist. The black and white silent film has 10 Oscar nominations. Other favorites in the Best Picture category, Hugo and The Descendants.
I'm the backup parent, the understudy.
The Help is also still creating buzz, but has tough competition from other box office successes, Moneyball and War Horse, and less widely seen, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Tree of Life and Midnight in Paris. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Oil is pricier again today, over 108 bucks a barrel, and gas is 3 to 4 more cents a gallon more expensive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, 8:05 on February the 24th. We've lost this month. You know, where do these months keep going to? Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live over KCNR1460.com. You join our chat room, as many of you have, and you've gotten into this into a great discussion in the chat room, and we're going to talk about that discussion in just a second. We're also going out over a live video feed. Just go to livestream.com/FreeFireRadio, and you can watch what we do in here. It's kind of a scary thing, but it's always... it's always entertaining. And speaking of entertaining, here she is.
Well, welcome back to our 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR. Currently 58 degrees, and we're going to have a sunny day today with temperatures reaching around 71 degrees. Chance of rain tonight is the forecast, with temperatures plummeting to around a 40. Is that really plummeting? That's a 30-degree difference. I think that,
that's a plummet.
Tomorrow, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo moment. And our guest after that will be the president of the North Valley region of Five Star Bank, Eric Woodstrom. So, but let's go to the phones right now and find out what's going on with our Market Minute and Wells Fargo. Chris Lasondak, what's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 12,995. The S&P 500 is adding 3 points at 1367, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 7 points at 2964. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 165 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 4 cents at $20.19. Intel's also down 4 cents at $26.62. Microsoft unchanged at $31.37, while Apple's up $3.95 at $520.27. Stocks of local interest, Costco down 65 cents at $84.12. North Valley Bank is up 7 cents at $10.30, while Tri-County's Bank is up 7 cents at $16.74. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.98%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 31 cents a barrel at $108.14. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $3.18 an ounce at $1776.61, while silver is up a dime at $35.43 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon, hearing what's going on at Wall Street from our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors out there on Park Marina Drive. Before we take a break, I want to go back a little bit to Senator Lamoff, who was just on, and the chat room was really, you know, going back and forth on this. Record Searchlight came in and hammered the senator about subsidies. And, you know, the bottom line is what the senator said was, is that, hey, this is something that went back, you know, went back into World War II. You know, supplement those staple items that you need to grow in this country. Because you can make weapons and you can have soldiers and Marines, but if you can't feed them. So that's where this, you know, that's where it started. And farmers were exempt from the draft because it was felt like they needed to be able to go to, you know, to take care of growing the food. The subsidies that are given to farmers and ranchers now are done so that they can compete in the world market. And I guess the bottom line on that is and this is what was coming back in here in the chat room, which was good, was I'd rather have my food grown where I know what's happening to it as opposed to have to all of a sudden we start importing food. Senator Lamalfa said, if you don't like what's happening with importing oil, can you imagine what happens when you have to import all your wheat and all your corn and all your rice? And that's absolutely true. So does this, you know, can you talk about smaller government and subsidies? Yeah. You know, maybe there is going to be a shift. Or it will be a shift that the smaller farmers just go away. And do we want that? So, you know, there, it's tied together. But it comes up when? Every time there's an election year. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Eric Wittstrom's here with us, and he's going to explain banking, and, well, he's going to try to explain everything that's going on. And he's our regular guest here to talk about banking and business here in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:11 in the morning on February the 24th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Bob have been in business since 1985. They will sharpen saws, knives, router bits. They will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. I can't say enough about these people. They guarantee their work. It's, they're local. They've been, like I said, they've been in business since 1985. They just keep getting better and better as time goes on. Give them a call at 530-365-1479, or even better, take all your knives, take all your gardening stuff, take anything that can be sharpened, and take it down to 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson, California. And I'll tell you why. But tell everybody that you just had the knife sharpened, because otherwise, you know, they're used to, like, pounding through a tomato with a knife and a hammer. But you don't have to do that anymore after you've been to R&B sharpening. You know, it just cuts. Our guest, Eric Wittstrom, the big guy in Five Star Bank.
He's the president of the North Valley region. Five Star Bank, of course, is off of Hartnell, across from the veterans, what do you call it, the VA clinic. But you just opened a place in Chico.
Yes, we did. We're really excited. Middle of last week, we opened up an office in downtown Chico. And we're looking, we've hired staff there. We're bringing in business in Chico, spreading the good word about, small business and entrepreneurship and helping businesses in the Chico area like we have around in the Shasta County area.
You have so what would be your mission statement? Let's, encapsulate what the mission statement is of Five Star Bank.
Well, our mission statement is to be the best community bank in Northern California, providing services to small businesses, supporting small businesses and commercial real estate and business growth in Northern California. And we talk a lot about what we're doing here in Redding, and then we open in Chico. We also have four offices down in the Sacramento area. We opened in Elk Grove last summer. Our headquarters is actually in the North Sacramento area, Rancho Cordova. We have an office in Rockland. So we've really focused on building business in the North State. We're involved in a lot of the business entities that are actively out helping promote business and business growth in the North State. We're active, obviously, in the different chambers in the areas. We have been active in CEPCO, which is the Chico Economic Development Corporation. We're working with Mark LaSalle here in Shasta County. Have a lot of influence down in the Sacramento area with Valley Vision. Valley Vision's an organization that kind of brings regionally a lot of things together to try and stimulate job growth, job retention, and economic prosperity.
Well, you've been the small business lender too, and y'all were small business lender of the year.
Yes, last year we were recognized as small business lender of the year for the Northern California region by the Small Business Administration.
Well, you know, just so, and I guess it would be a disclaimer, is that y'all are one of our advertisers.
Yes.
On the station, and also,
proud to do that.
Well, we were, and you also are the ones that enabled us to start KCNR as 5-star bank. So we can't say enough about it.
So that's the biggest shout out right there, that you gave us the boost.
Let's talk about what some of the things that are going. Let's start with Greece.
Yes.
132 billion euro bailout, and this is the second one they've given
second
Greece.
Major
and,
bailout,
and I think they're going to need another one, but.
Yes.
Is Greece ever going to be able to pay this back?
Oh boy, I think that's a good question, Carl. I don't know how they're going to pay it back. There, you know, it's a small island, relatively small island country. There's some, you know, as far as economic growth, it's so different than what we're used to, you know, and that's a lot of money. But I think that there's a it's good to see the European nations coming together. They formed the Euro, and you know, and the European Union, and that they're coming together to help support the different, you know, pieces of that puzzle. But can they pay it back? That's a lot of money, and with such a mature economy and population,
I understand
it's hard to see how they're going to create the revenue to bring it back.
Well, yeah, because I saw that in their third quarter, their economy shrunk by 8%, and they said 50% unemployment for 18 to 25-year-olds.
Yep.
I mean,
isn't that amazing?
I can't believe that at our
young population here, and the ones that are getting out of high school and trying to find a job, or going to college and, you know, getting a degree and find a job, and their frustrations, but 50%.
Knowing that one out of every two of you is not going to have a job.
Yeah.
That is, you know, and then riots.
So much of the job growth and economic prosperity is government controlled, through different social programs and socialism. They incurred a lot of debt when they had the Olympics, and some of this is carryover from that, and they haven't. They've provided a lot of services to their population without having the economic growth that we have to support it.
Well, you know, the other thing too I saw that was the government just cut the salaries by 22% of the government workers, and now we're talking about when there's riots in the streets. The other countries are sitting there, and you know, with this, like I said, the second big bailout. And now there's going to be a third one.
There's
got to be. Now, what happens, and probably not a fair question, but what happens if they default? What happens if Greece does default?
Well,
I mean, they owe all this money, and they say, you know what, we can't pay it back.
It's not like a normal bank loan where if someone defaults, you know, they don't make their car payments, you go pick up the car. You know, we had, back in the 80s, we had, extremely serious economic problems in South America. And Argentina and some of the South American countries actually defaulted on their debt. And the debt was provided both by major banks, and some of it was guaranteed by our government. Not all of it, though. And what actually happened is the banks just wrote off that debt. They were unable to collect it. They restructured the portions that they thought they could collect, but they took a financial loss by having lent to those countries.
So if Greece then defaults.
Yeah, they default.
Because they own, a lot of the other European countries.
That have lent to them through their European banks or through the governments.
So what kind of impact? Would it be like a house of cards that once you pull that one out, the other countries would drop? Or is this something that would just be, okay, we've given you hundreds of billions of euros.
Yeah.
we're just going to write it off, and now you guys can start all over again.
The practical implications is that the European Union and the ECU, which is the economic community, would put different sanctions on Greek, but they'd write out the debt, but they'd put import export sanctions on them, try and tax their way out of it, and make financial pain, if you will, for the Greek government, make them not be able to have access to borrow again, so they're, but nobody's going to go back and repossess Greece or take over Greece for it.
Okay,
they may not even want to. I don't know.
It's a nice country.
Yes, it is.
The Aegean Sea is nice.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Eric Wittstrom is our guest from Five Star Bank. We're talking, the thing about Greece is that they got in problems because of, and I hate, people can talk about it, but it's the government was taking care of everybody, and they just wrote so many checks, and then all of a sudden they could not cash them.
And now look what's happening when they're trying to back off on that.
That's right. And now, talk about the problems there. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. The funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning, February the 24th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And, of course, our chat pack is going crazy on KCNR1460.com, where we stream. And, of course, livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, so you can see us, if that's what you'd want. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Stop in there for Espresso Joe's and great coffee, great tea. Take a step over and walk into the finest humidor in the state, and they have just every type of cigar you can imagine, and they have them on sale. They have the Macanudos are on sale. That's Ooh. No, it's not the, you know, Bob, whatever you do, don't start. No, Bob, don't start the dance.
Yeah.
Not only that, you got an American flag that's kind of tattered or old, and you don't know what to do with it. Stop by Tobacco and Brew. They will make sure it gets to the right people who will then take care of that. We'll make sure it's disposed of with honor and respect. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, local business helping out the local people. Our guest today is Eric Wittstrom, who is the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We were talking in the last segment about the Greece, you know, what's going on with them and how there's just no way, the way they're set up right now, that they're ever going to be able to pay that back.
Right.
Pay those billions and billions and billions of euros back. Do you think the euro's going to go away?
Well, that's a good question, Carl. I don't know. I think that 10 years from now, there'll probably be different members of the euro if it's still in place. You know, Greece isn't the only problem child within that community. There's Spain and Italy's had its problems.
I heard Ireland is having problems.
Yes,
too.
Ireland's had its problems, and there's a number of, you know, components to it that are really struggling. And so we'll see. You know, Germany
going to end up controling the world?
Well,
they're
the financial strength certainly in there, and they've kind of flexed their muscle more than once, and have, you know, kind of taken a protective approach sometimes, saying, "Well, we're not going to be a part of it," but then the rest of the countries will chorus them into it. I don't know. It's kind of a fun balancing act to watch from afar. Anyways,
we don't have any. Do we have any skin in this game?
No, none.
Good.
None.
The Americans don't have any skin in this
game. We kind of watch back and watch. When they were developed the euro and the European Union, the thought was that they could then, you know, be more of a large continent and compete with us. And it's, you know, that neighbors that don't get along, and they still don't get along. So it's, you know, we're seeing the symptoms of that now, and who knows where it's going to go. But it hasn't been. It hasn't had the impact that they expected.
Oil prices.
Oil. Oof.
$108.
Oof.
They went up 20 cents overnight.
Isn't that crazy?
The price of gasoline per gallon went up 20 cents overnight.
Yes, it did.
Why?
This happened before.
No, actually, no good
this
reason.
Time last year.
No,
it did.
Yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely, it did.
It's higher than it's ever
and
been.
And even with the price of oil having gone up, that price hasn't come all the way to the pump.
Oh, no, not yet.
You know, it takes time to get out of the sand.
I think it's...
Through the refineries, on the boat.
I think he said a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you, as a small lending business bank, keep people inspired? Those people who have an idea to bring it to fruition, how do you encourage them to not let what's happening on internationally affect the desire to move forward?
Well, you know, fortunately, most people that are starting a business have that own energy on their own. And most of what we do is just, kind of from time to time help them, you know, prop them up a little bit. But they've got the energy and the drive. I had some great conversations yesterday. Everything from a rice grower to a heavy equipment manufacturer and seller to a service provider of I can't let the secret out of the hat. There's a service provider in town that's going to cater to most of the women in our town. So it's going to be fun. And they all have the same energy and drive to be successful, to build something on their own, to, you know, pull their bootstraps up from having a tough few years, getting through it, and let's move forward. And so most business owners have that drive on their own. And, you know, when we get the price of oil going up, like our manufacturer of heavy equipment, they make custom farm equipment. The price of oil going up, price of steel going up, it impacts what they do, and they can't just pass all that on to their customers. But so they've got to look at other ways to cut, and so they're looking at other ways to cut. But they believe in their product, the people that buy their product believe in it, and they want to continue to provide that. So it's most of it's just kind of working through the machinations and kind of the financial aspects of things, let them realize their dream.
Well, we come back at the 30. I would love to talk with you and share and have you share with our listeners about if you see a trend that maybe is going to be happening or a prediction of, you know, where are we going to go here in the next 6 months. But before that, I just wanted to say that as Carl and I drove through the other day, it was Thursday night or Wednesday night, we noticed that a lot of people were out and about. And so people are going out to restaurants. They, during these times, do want to be entertained.
Yes.
And when people say there's not much to do in Reading, I look at them and I think, are you kidding? Every night of the week, there is something going on here. And the restaurants are full.
I think that's
encouraging.
Well, it is encouraging.
And we have some great restaurants.
We have great restaurants, but on the other hand, I think people are just kind of waiting too. And we've only got less than a minute left, but are people also waiting to see what's happening with the government and the elections and all that before they kind of take that next step?
You know, I don't know. I think that's, if you had asked me that 2 years ago, yes, but I don't think so now. I think people are tired of waiting for the government. Mm-hmm. You know, those that are going to do stuff are. So let's just figure out a way to do it. And they're going. And they're deploying their own capital. They're getting their ideas put together. You know, coming to the bank, talking about can we borrow some money and how can we be successful.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good to hear. No, it is good to hear. It is encouraging.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Eric Wittstrom, who's president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We're going to take a break for for the news, and we'll come back. We're going to be discussing some more things about Wall Street and a couple other things. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Bashar Assad government in Syria will have more blood on its hands if it doesn't honor a ceasefire demand. Pro-Assad protesters in Tunisia forced Clinton and her colleagues from about 70 nations to delay their meeting. The aim of the diplomats, find a way to stop the violence.
We're never going to ramp up that emergency aid into Syria, but the big issue really is the Syrian government allowed them to do it. That's what needs to happen. It can offer as much aid as possible, but will the government allow people to go in? And right now it's been ignoring pleas from the likes of the international community, the UN.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale monitoring from Lebanon. Saying it's legal and appropriate, Mayor Michael Bloomberg defended the New York City police operation to track Muslim neighborhoods and student groups. Critics say it's a violation of the rights of law-abiding citizens. Bloomberg says it helps keep New York safe. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Mark Lascelles. Join me on Shasta Startup at 9 a.m. Friday morning as we meet two local businessmen, Chuck Kenny and Ted Bambino, who each started successful businesses in their 50s. We'll focus on the risks, rewards, and just what motivated them to become entrepreneurs. The second half of my show, you'll definitely want to listen in as Chris Foxworthy of Clarity Studios will discuss the business end of the movie industry. Shasta Startup every Friday morning, 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
The Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, February the 24th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and Lon, they do great work. Take a step back in time. Great work, great haircuts, great prices. Man's Last Stronghold. In fact,
yes, it is.
You know what? It's just a good time to go down there and get a haircut. I mean, you know what? It's you know, sometimes I just go down there and sit in there and just listen to what's going on
and read the Field and Stream magazine.
Catch up on my reading. I watch TV and there's like Mass.
They don't have those plane wrap magazines though.
Yeah, no, none of those. These are all clean. You know, National Geographic is the closest it comes to being racy. Okay, let me put it that way.
Okay.
Hey, our guest is Eric Wittstrom here, and we're talking about banking. We talked about Greece and bailouts. Now, one of the questions that came in here, Eric, is that a lot of this funding for Greece came from IMF, and the U.S. is involved in IMF, but you're saying that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, and I guess I haven't looked at all the details of it, so I don't know how to, you know, if that's what one of the listeners knows, then that's what it is. And I know the U.S. is heavily involved in IMF, always has been, but the EU, you know, their goal was to help not be beholden to the IMF and for money, but be more regionalized and supportive of their own country. So, you know, if one of our listeners says that the IMF is involved in it, then they probably are. But I think the main driving force is the EU and the EU the countries.
Okay, I'm glad to hear what you said about the. About businesses taking steps forward. You know what? You know, we opened our station up. You know, and you know what? I have to say this. I mean,
the napkin.
You have the napkin when we came in with the business plan, and it wasn't that bad.
No,
the business plan wasn't that bad. It was probably close to being that bad.
No.
But you know, the thing about it is in getting and talking about that. About businesses opening and all that, but it's still going on.
Yep.
People are still brave. People still believe that this is going to work, that the American dream can happen.
That I can do, you know, we have two kids in college, and the teachers still tell them that you can do whatever you want, and it's up to you to get the education, to get the resources. You may not get it immediately, which there was a portion of the time a few years ago that the generation believed that they could get it immediately. But they're teaching them that you're going to have to work. You may have to get a job that isn't what you want at first. But that you can still, if you have a goal and want to get there, it's the American dream is still available.
Well, you know, I believe that. I believe that if we collectively as a nation can get the government – to get their act together and actually come together and say, hey, let's do things that's going to help our nation and not spend our money, not spend our grandkids' money. They've already spent the grandparents' money. But, you know, to spend the grandkids' money and the fact that you can do it, it's not going to be there. You know, people say, well, you know, I don't have what my parents had. Well, they're 25 saying that.
Yes.
And
their parents worked all their life.
Their parents were 40 in their 40s when they did that, when they started accomplishing the second home, you know, the vacations like that. I mean, I remember going on vacations when I was a child, but, you know, my dad had been working for this company for years, and, you know, we go on, and they weren't like two-week vacations to the Riviera either.
No.
They were like, you get in the car,
you drive
down to
Pontiac Station
and
Wagon.
You drive down to the beach.
We've got that 460 air conditioning. I'll open all four windows and go.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we actually even went to Disneyland. I went to Disneyland one time, and that was a big thing for us. I got hives from the mules, but besides that. Okay.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was in thinking about what to talk about today. I was going online and I looked at some of the current events, and they're talking about Obama and his ideas on taxation, and he said he has the buzz line that we're going to reduce corporate taxes, but he's going to kind of reallocate taxes is really what it is. Going to reduce some, increase some, and I found some conversation by Christina Romar, and she's a professor, she's a Democrat, and she's a professor at Berkeley. She was she was on his economic council and helped him craft some of the original bailout stuff and some of the original economic package, and then he fired her. One of her comments is that for every $1 of taxes the government raise, $3 in GDP goes away. And she's made a life
for every $1 of new taxes,
$3 of gross domestic product goes away. And so it's a balancing act. Really, when we're talking about taxes, we're not talking about creating more money. We're talking about who gets to spend the money you and I earn. Do we get to spend it, or does somebody else get to spend it? And that's really what it's coming down to. And so tax policy, is used to motivate behavior, used to motivate our behavior.
Of course it is. Fees, licenses,
fees,
taxes.
Fees, licenses. But given a break to buy a house, the mortgage.
That's good.
I think that's good. I think
but
from
if
a policy
you drive,
point of view.
You get punished if you drive.
Tax.
Now, when we take a quick break, come back. I want to talk about, we're going to reduce, because taxes for our industry right here are the second highest in the world.
Yes.
All right. So companies were encouraged to move overseas.
Yes.
Now, one of the things Obama says is let's drop the taxes.
The domestic tax corporate taxes.
Domestic tax rate, but then bump it up for the overseas taxes. Let's talk about that when we get back and the impact that can have on us.
Absolutely.
Carl Lindebott, our guest, Eric Wistrom, president of the Five-Star Bank. Northern Region Five-Star Bank. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
The big guy.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635. North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little ding or a 24-inch crack across your windshield, Jeff Wurst will do the job for you. He guarantees his work, and you're not going to find a better windshield repair place in town. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 530-241-8373.
Thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. It's currently 60 degrees downtown. It's going to be sunny today with a high temperature of, we're going to reach around 71. 40% chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 40 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, before we took our break, the topic was?
We were talking about...
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Obama's tax plan, which in reality is not really a tax plan. These are just like talking points for his election.
This is
he says,
how
okay,
to get to the electorate.
Yeah, and he says, okay, reduce the taxes on domestic industry, but raise the taxes on ones that are overseas. Yeah.
And give a benefit to manufacturing so that the union laborers can get back to work. Did I say that?
Well, that's what it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's going
give them a benefit. Give them a benefit that we're shift it from other industries. Capital intensive industries right now, like oil drilling, mm-hmm. where they get the same benefit as our local contractors. They get a Section 179 depreciation, accelerated depreciation.
Right.
Wants to do away with that for specific industries like the oil industry, but provide it selectively for manufacturing and different industries that he wants to stimulate.
Okay, so in other words, let's make it tougher to drill for oil.
Yes.
And
but easier to make the car.
Oh, Obama! You
why don't we just level the playing field for everybody?
Yeah.
And let them compete.
That's the way it used to be.
Yes, I mean we can selectively support industries that, you know, we talked about the agricultural industry and some of the important core stuff there, and you know that's a debate that'll continue to go on and how much and whether you should. But I think we all feel better having our food grown locally than we do having to import it.
Absolutely.
I would much rather buy U.S. oil than Persian Gulf oil, personally.
Of course.
I'd like us to be able to explore and extract from the ground natural resources, you know, on our property.
That's right.
Why can't we? What is it about? I guess. Why can't we be self-sufficient as a nation? Yeah. We do have the resources. We do have the willpower. We do have the knowledge. We have the best of the best right here within our borders.
Yep.
Why do you think it is that we feel...
We just need the political leadership with the backbone to do it.
And one part I don't agree with you.
We need to go to other European nations or Middle East to... We are held hostage then at that point.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, except for one point that I disagree with you about, the willpower. And Eric said it. We don't have the political will. The people have the will.
Yes.
To be self-sufficient.
The people are looking for a leader to do that.
We have such a dearth of leadership in this country. And there's a variety of reasons for that. But when you get a man that gets elected to the presidency of the United States who hasn't ever even worked in a business that has never even, I mean, he's never hired people.
Never.
And he becomes the CEO of the biggest company in the world. He's never spent one day in the military, becomes the commander-in-chief of the most powerful military force in the world. This is not an on-the-job training, and he sounds good. He looks good. He's got a nice-looking family, his children. He seems like he might even be kind of a guy – No, not to have a beer with. But he looks like a kind of a nice guy.
Because he'd have one of those beers with, you know, woefully, with the orange in it or something.
Woefully weak leader.
Yeah.
Woefully weak. And what the American people are looking for is a strong leader that says, we can get this job done. We can pull it together.
That our population and our people have the have the ability and the desire to do it. Let's just let's open the doors and allow them to do it.
Put them back to work.
You know, build laws and regulation that helps restrain it, so we don't.
Yes.
So we don't take advantage of other people. Rip the environment apart. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. Permanently damage things, but within parameters, let people succeed.
Well, you being the president of the North Valley region of Five Star Bank, you see a lot of people in the North State that are, you know, discouraged, people who are encouraged, and your job is to encourage and help people see a positive nature of what's going on. I'm sure people sit behind the door and in your office and want to talk with you about politics. Let's just get it out there. What do you think? I mean, you see our administration now, but what do you think of what's happening in the Republican side of the parties? That's it.
Well,
that's all you had to say?
Yes.
That's it. What's going on there?
Yeah. You know, I listened to the debate the other night from Arizona, and I've listened to several of the debates. And the message themes are the same, and how they're said by the different candidates are a little bit different, you know, and then it deteriorates down into, you know, your background, you know, well, you voted for this once, and you voted for that once, and, I kind of get lost in those sort of discussions. I think that the Republican Party, and the Democratic Party, too, you know, they're kind of sitting on the sidelines now because the debate is at the Republican level, because there is a Democratic candidate, it's Obama. But the Republicans are arguing and trying to figure out, you know, we're trying to figure out who the best candidate's going to be. And, it would be great if they could just collectively come up with a platform and say, who do you think is the best person to implement it?
And then go for it. Gingrich is promising $2.50 gasoline, all this stuff.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
You know, and so it's you know.
I mean, maybe that'll happen.
Maybe it will.
But no one person will do it.
Right.
No, it's got to be a collective will of the country, which, Linda, you pointed out, absolutely right. The people have that will. It's our politicians that don't have that will. We've got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, our guest, Eric Wittstrom, the president of the Northern Region of Five Star Bank. We're talking just economy, business, small business, you know, what he sees going on around here in the North State, because they're tuned into it, and that things are not negative by any sense. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train for
the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 8:55 in the morning. It's Friday, TGIF, my friends, February the 24th. Now, Monday, we're going to have on, Nathan's Tattoo Parlor. We're going to come in and talk to one of the tattoo artists, because you know what? We have, you know, Linda and I have no ink on our bodies, but we like to talk to people because, they're, you know, it is so prevalent in our society. So we're bringing in somebody to talk about tattoos and just talk about what it is and, you know what he sees and people coming
through. He
probably
sees.
And we're also, you know, this is
maybe
kind
not
of,
everything yeah, he sees.
You know, when we say miss a day, miss a lot, yeah, probably not that. Miss a day, miss a lot is then we're going to be talking about making wine. And, ooh, and you know, how do you know what goes into making wine in there? So Monday is going to be kind of a fun time, and that'll be from Anselmo Vineyards coming down, their winemaker.
And if you drink too much, then you get a tattoo.
That's right. You know what? If, you know what? We're getting. And by the way, we've got a motorcycles, or you know, we're getting new advertisers and motorcycles and jewelry and tattoos and wine. So just picture this, guys. You go out and you drink a lot of wine. You get a tattoo. Get on your Harley. And you drive home, and before you do, you buy a diamond to give to your wife because you know she's going to kill you. All from our advertiser.
All right, so now we have an email that came in, and we want to talk about Anselmo's on Monday.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards on Monday. There's a rally out there at 1 p.m. And the rally is going to be a lot of people out there. And it's got to do with building a chapel, but it's got to do with private property and your private property rights. And the fact that the county and Anselmo Vineyards is kind of a microcosm of what's going on in our country, in the sense that somebody wanting to do something in their property and trying to do the right thing, and the county may be caught in its own dichotomy of laws and fines and all this, is fighting them. And the whole thing...
Do you kind of get the feeling we're trying to figure out who works for who?
Yeah. You know, the idea is that, you know, the resource division of Shasta County, as Russ Maul came on, is a very, very articulate guy, and a nice guy, it seems like, but he says if you eat, drink, breathe air, or live here in a house, it comes under his division.
I touch it.
It comes through me. And the whole thing about this on this chapel gate, and we use the word gate so much, is the fact that it's about personal property and private property on this.
We just have a few seconds left. Let's go to the phones. We have Henry. Henry, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking a little bit earlier about that December 2012 thing.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, you might want to check NASA on that. I had a friend of mine from Salt Lake call and said there's a elliptical planet coming through our solar system that they found in 1984, and it's 100 times bigger than the Earth, and according to NASA, it should be visible this year with the naked eye. It will be 100 times bigger than Earth and pass between the Earth and the Sun.
What impact would that be?
I have no idea.
Just have a... okay, so it could be just something that we can just see. Or
well, I think it's probably going to have some kind of impact, but NASA didn't didn't comment on it on their website.
Well, you know what? That's something. You know, we're gonna have another show devoted. Yeah, we're gonna be looking at having. You know, we've done it before as emergency preparation and preparedness, and we want to do that. But you know, like I said, it's become so prevalent now. There's even TV shows about prepping.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry, thank you so much for your phone
call.
That was cool.
Any update from me? Hey, yeah. Our guest today has been the president of the North Valley region of Five Star Bank. That is where we choose to do our business. Eric Woodstrom, thank you for being our guest. Any closing thoughts here?
Well, I think that, and maybe it's just all the good weather out there, but it seems to be a lot of optimism in the air. You know, people are rolling up their sleeves, ready to work, get back into things. We've been through a tough time. We're not out of it yet by any means, but I think that it's just encouraging to go out and talk to new business prospects and entrepreneurs that want to do things, build businesses in our town. And to the extent that we can help them do it, you know, it's exciting for us. Us bankers live through our customer successes. That's how we get our excitement.
And speaking of business and successes, following our show, of course, is Shasta Startup.
Yes.
Mark LaSalle is here, and we're going to be talking with two businesses that are successful right here in town. But then we're also having Chris Foxworthy from Clarity Entertainment is going to be on, the ones that are talking about building a big studio out here and doing movies. He's going to be on following our show here at 9 o'clock. So, hey, everybody, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Eric. You know, as usual, it's we love your insights.
Kick off the good weekend.
It is. It's going to be a great weekend. And like I said, next week we've got a lot of things going on. And this weekend, have a good time. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Down.